This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. British Prime Minister Tony Blair today testifies before the judicial inquiry into the death of a top British weapons expert. David Kelly was found dead last month, his wrist slashed, after becoming entangled in accusations that Blair had exaggerated the threat posed by Iraq to justify British involvement in the March invasion. The inquiry was launched 3 weeks ago, but the scope of the investigation has moved beyond David Kelly's death and forced the spotlight on why Blair led the country into war. It also has turned into Blair's toughest political challenge since he became prime minister 6 years ago. NPR's Guy Raz is following the story from London. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What is the prime minister defending today?
Well, Renee, on the surface, he's defending his role in outing the government official, David Kelly, who was the source for a BBC report that accused Blair's government of effectively doctoring intelligence on Iraq and its weapons program. But really what it's turned into is that Blair is defending the whole premise of the war and the way he sold it to the public. You know, he faces very, very serious charges. That is that he knowingly manipulated evidence about Iraq's potential weapons capability to sell the war to the public. And while this inquiry is supposed to be about David Kelly and what led to his suicide, it's really turned, as you mentioned, into what this war was about, and it really goes to the heart of the government's credibility, at least in the eyes of the British public.
Guy, take us back to the beginning. You mentioned the BBC report. What else led to this inquiry?
Well, last year, Tony Blair's government released what we now know as the dossier. That was an intelligence report that basically outlined Iraq's alleged weapons program. Now, one of the most explosive charges in that dossier was that Iraq could launch a chemical or biological weapon within 45 minutes of somebody like Saddam Hussein ordering. And now, at the time, that charge was really the most salient piece of evidence I think that anybody in the world had heard. And it really helped Tony Blair win support for the war. There was a lot of division in this country. And of course, Blair did get the support that he needed. About a month after the war ended, in May of this year, the BBC broadcast this report, which claimed that that evidence was wrong, that it was questionable and faulty. It turned out that David Kelly, this official who committed suicide, was the source of that BBC report. So when Blair and his inner circle sort of found out about this, they effectively decided that they needed to respond to it, and they exposed David Kelly to the media. That, in effect, is believed to have led to David Kelly's suicide, which is why there is actually an inquiry taking place at the moment.
And why is Tony Blair himself being taken to task for what, helping to write the dossier that set out the case for war?
You know, traditionally in Britain, there is a wall of separation between the government and the intelligence community here. And what's really emerged from this inquiry is that Blair, and particularly his team, really had their hands in sort of how the intelligence experts gathered and presented evidence on Iraq's weapons capability. So in other words, Blair's staff really pushed the intelligence people to come up with some kind of compelling evidence to support the idea that Iraq was a ticking time bomb.
And what about the British public? How closely are they following all of this?
Renee, this inquiry has completely captivated the public here. In fact, I was at the Royal Court of Justice just last night, which is where the inquiry is taking place, and people were already lining up to see today's proceedings. It's a public trial, but it's not being broadcast on television, so most people are simply reading about it in the newspapers. But there are some very dramatic reconstructions being presented by some of the British television networks, which, as you can imagine, are somewhat amusing, if not dramatic. I think the other reason why so many people are captivated is because it seems to go to the heart of the government's credibility. People have always suspected that Blair and his media team sort of put a spin on everything, and there's a sense now that they actually spun the public into supporting the war.
Well, as we said, this is Blair's toughest political challenge, but what impact is it likely to have on his political career?
Well, it's hard to say whether it will have such a damaging impact as to bring down his government. There are certainly comparisons here being made to Watergate and Iran-Contra. But the sort of conventional wisdom is that the investigation will leave Blair battered and bruised, but it won't lead to his downfall. I mean, for one thing, the Prime Minister is easily the most, or one of the most dominant political figures in British public life in the last century, and he faces a very, very weak opposition. And even those in the Labour Party who oppose the war are pragmatic enough to know that Blair can win elections. So ultimately, I think that they will stick with him.
Guy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Guy Raz in London.